Welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. Today's episode is brought to you by Cherry Picks, your life in print. Stay tuned until the end of the episode for a special promo code for our listeners. And hello, Shalina.
Hi, Shirak. How are you?
Yeah, good as well.
So we're going to talk about digital photos today.
Those pesky things.
Yeah, how many photos have you got on your phone?
I don't know. It's like 14,000, 15,000.
This is for you then. This is a specific episode for you and for all the millions of other people who have a phone full of lots of photos. It's a big problem now with smartphones.
It's like the email of the when Gmail came out kind of thing, right? Like the moment you didn't have to think about capacity, you stop thinking about capacity. You're like, I'll just find it. And now search, like photo search and stuff has become so good. I mean, you know you can find something, so you're not even thinking about sorting anything anymore. You're just taking them as and when you want. You're not wasting film, of course.
And that's a major thing, that you're not not wasted your film. So people take millions of selfies or lots of pictures of their children, or for me, pictures of my cat. You know, you take multiple ones of the same view. And so, yeah, people just keep accumulating till it gets to so many photos on their phone or on their computer that they don't know what to do with them. So we're going to talk today about how to deal with these digital photos briefly. Like, it's not going to be a full-on get organized today, but we're going to give a few tips to help you to start lifting the burden, because I know a lot of people, when they talk, you know, followers on social media and also clients, are feeling very burdened by the amount of photos that they have. So what I do always is that every week I plug my phone into my computer and it automatically downloads into Dropbox for me. So I've set it up in that way, and it goes into a folder called photos, and then I'll go through those photos from that week, delete ones that are repeats that I don't like, and then label the ones that I do like and put them into folders. So of course I'm an organizer and I'm organized and I do it like that, you know, and I date it and name it, you know, whatever, and put it into the right folders, say for Dubai or for when I went on holiday. So it's easy to find it then. I can easily, you know, do the search and find them. What do you do with them?
They go straight into the cloud.
So mine is the same, but it's just that I download it onto my computer, but it goes into Dropbox. So it's the same thing. So it goes into the cloud.
Yeah, so one of the things that I do, obviously, and I think iOS 12 has been a big upgrade, and the same thing is true for Android, that like the last couple of updates have been very strong on photo sorting, so to speak. So looking up photos by certain criteria, that's been a big help. It kind of does some face recognition and tries to discover who the people are in the photos and stuff. And that helps me track down something that's specific. From time to time, they'll showcase like a memory from last year or a couple of years ago. Actually, is a trigger for me to be like, oh, let me go and check.
Yeah.
And then like start deleting some old photos. And then sometimes it's just, I'll be scrolling through something else and be like, oh, look at that. I've got like tons of photos of the beach for some reason. Let me like go and clean them up. For me, it's more an organic process. I don't have anything in my workflow, and I'm actually not, I wouldn't even download anymore. Like, I don't have a laptop or whatever, right? So what I've just ended up doing is everything is backed up. I don't keep a lot of stuff on my phone directly, so just to save space. But then, it's about routinely going through and occasionally clearing out old photos.
And I think that's the major thing. I mean, you're very digitally savvy anyway, but for a lot of people, they do just have these photos on their phone. So what I would recommend is, if you're getting rid of all the thousands of photos that are on there right now, download them or put them onto the cloud for now. But moving forward, go in, you know, whether it be every day, what I do, you know, for 5 minutes, go through the photos from the day and delete the repeat photos that are not good, so that you only have one photo, say, of your child or one photo of the view. You don't need to have 10 photos of the same thing. So choose the one specific one that is the best photo out of all of them and delete the rest of them.
Yeah, I've started doing this now for, I would say, events, where I use the term a little bit loosely. But let's say, for example, I'm out with friends or I go to an event or something like that. Obviously, you know, where I'm taking a lot of photos. Then when I come back, either the same evening or the next day, I will go through and see like, oh, what did I take yesterday? And just go through quickly and say, oh, look, at these were dumb or whatever. It's just something that's, it's a more ongoing process now, and it's a lot more instant as well, because then I remember, I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't need this. The same thing is true with screenshots. That's the big one as well, because, I mean, now you get a folder which tells you what your screenshots are. And so I go through that from time to time, and I'll just delete stuff, because screenshots, generally I'm taking them because I actually want to send something to somebody, and then I forget about it.
When you're reviewing the photos to delete, think about also the poor quality shots as well. So, you know, because I do things that I've taken a photo, but my finger has still been on the button and taken random photos of my feet or something, and you don't realize for a while until you look at it. So, you know, it's a good way. It's a way to start building the habit, to start deleting the photos that you don't need, the duplicates, the poor ones. And also, you know, when you're doing the first edit of all these multiple, you know, all these photos that you've downloaded or put onto the cloud, it might become overwhelming. Like you said, you had, what, 15,000 photos or something. And people really do have that on their phone. It can get overwhelming. So do it in increments. So take a bunch of them, go through them, and then put them into a folder. Keep on doing that, you know, 15 to 20 minute increments for, say, a week, and you'll get rid of a lot, and start sorting them out and putting them into the right folders and stuff.
And the other thing, I think also you can also be a little bit careful when you're taking pictures. So, to, you know, just be a little more conscious of the fact that you're just not snapping away. And a good thing, you know, most of the phones have this as well, is something called a burst mode, where you can take multiple shots of an action thing, because this is a tough thing to take pictures of, right? Like someone's moving around, even if it's a kid like running around, you can take an action shot. But the good thing with burst mode is that then the phone will pick out one or two pictures that it likes out of a lot, and then you can just discard the rest in one go, as opposed to you taking 15 pictures and then waiting until you do your next cleanup to remove like the bad ones.
And when you're doing things like, you know, you're putting it onto Instagram or Facebook or one of the social media platforms, what I do is I'll go through all the photos that I took of the same thing and delete those and just put up the one that I liked. So that's a good way, quick way to delete multiple photos that you've had. So make folders, start making folders of, you know, whether it be of the holiday you went to or a year. So, you know, I have 4 photos for this country, living in this country, and the photos I take, I have, you know, my view today every day, and I have different, you know, these views that I take every day that goes into the year. For so I have folder called Dubai, then one for this year and one for last year, etc., etc. Same for, you know, my pictures of my family and my animals, different folders.
Did you mean your pet Shalina?
Yes, okay. my little cats. Yes, my 2 cats. I have folders for them, or 3 cats I've had. And then, you know, I talked about how I rename each photo. So I do that. I sit down and do that. If you've got too many photos, it will be something you can do, you know, for 10 to 20 minutes when you've got time, or forget it for now and start doing it moving forward. So then it's easy to find the items, you know. You can find ones that of your kids, and you can say, you know, their birthday or age 5 or age 3. So it's easy to then find the photos that you want to, you know, frame or do whatever with them. Another thing to always remember is to back up. So it's a big thing. So I have the folder in the cloud, but I also have a hard drive backup as well. So I make sure that, because I have had one instance where I went on a holiday and the photos got corrupted somehow. Something happened and they disappeared, a huge amount of them, from this holiday. And I was devastated. Luckily, I'd uploaded a lot of them onto Facebook, and I was able to get an app to download those, because it's very difficult to download those photos.
Facebook doesn't like you taking stuff away from them.
Once it's on theirs, they don't like you taking it back, even though it's your photos to begin with. So I found an app to do that, so I could download them and save them. And I asked friends to send me photos as well from that holiday, but I still lost a huge chunk of photos from that awesome holiday, which will always devastate me, but that's just what happens. So, you know, make sure you have at least 2 sets of copies of the same photos, just to protect yourself, so you never get devastated as I did.
The hard drives are like a lot less reliable. True. Than I mean, but again, it depends on the cloud service. So like a Dropbox, an iCloud, a Google Cloud is safe, but you know, there are so many other people that sell storage, and I can't say I would rely on anybody and everybody. Yeah,
it's just for your own protection. So that's the main point for them. And then the next thing to think about is how to showcase them. So you have all these photos, you've saved them on the cloud, but you're not looking at them because it's on the cloud, or it's on your computer, or it's on your hard drive. So what I've done is got a digital photo frame, and I've got a huge memory card in there. And every few months, I'll take my favorite photos from the last quarter, say, and put those into that memory card, and they're on the digital frame. And then that photo frame is on all the time. And I, you know, I can see these photos. And then when people come in, they're looking at and going, oh my God, was that you in Iceland or, you know, Italy or whatever, or look at your kids. So it's always there, and it brings me joy. Like there's this rolling scroll of photos. That's one way to store the photos, and I recommend that a lot. And it's, you know, you can do the same thing for children's artwork. So you can get a digital frame and take pictures of all their artwork and then put that artwork onto one digital frame, and then another one, say, for you and your loved ones. You know, so you can have multiple frames in different places within the house. I just have one, which is a big one in my lounge.
And the same thing is true. Even, I mean, you can use it for like TV, like your Apple TVs and stuff. They have nice screensavers. You can link to your photos, and they can, you know, they can play on your TV, and it's nice. It's good to remember that kind of stuff, right?
Also, another way to do it is to do a photo book, and that seems to be a big thing now nowadays. There's specific organizers in around the world who only deal with photo organizing, and what they will do is get the photos, organize them, and then put them into a book for you. There are also apps out there that you can use to put the photos into the app, and then they will create the photo book for you and send it to you. So that's another good way. So then you have these photo books as your kind of like your coffee table books, and you can go through them. So yeah, that's the various ways you can deal with your photos as well. So at least you can see them, because there's no point having them on a cloud and not having them to look at then after all. So, you know, put them out there. So yeah, so that's my tips for today about how to deal with your digital photos.
And right from our special sponsors, Cherry Picks, these guys are doing exactly that. You can find out more about them by visiting cherrypicks.co. So that's cherrypix.co. And you can download their app and then pick out the photos.
And then upload it onto the app, and then they'll create the book for you and send it to you. They're here based in the UAE. Which is great for us. And they've given us a special promo code.
So listeners of the show that are based in the UAE can use a special promo code DCM2018. So that's DCM for Declutter Me 2018 to get a special discount when you order your photo book. And our thanks to Cherry Picks for sponsoring the show.
So if you need help to get organized with your photos, do get in touch with us. You can either get in touch with me on my social media, send me a private message, and I'll get in touch with you as soon as possible. Or you can go to the Declutter Me website, which is decluttermeme.com, and fill in the contact form, and I'll get in touch with you that way as well.
If you've enjoyed listening to this episode, then you can find out more about the show and see our older episodes and listen to them by visiting declutterme.com/podcast, or you can just look for Declutter Me in your favorite podcast player. So that's DECLUTTR space ME. That's all we have for you this week, and we'll see you again soon.
Bye.